Shake up your weekly meal plan at Whole Foods Market with the Taste the Mediterranean event. Find sales on robust olive oils, plus juicy no antibiotics ever chicken, and hearty beef chuck. Complement your dinner with a sun-drenched salad featuring grape tomatoes, organic bell peppers, and crunchy cucumbers. And while you're cooking, graze on a mezze spread filled with charcuterie and delightful cheeses. Taste the Mediterranean at Whole Foods Market in-store and online.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Michael O'Leary is with me, the Group CEO at Ryanair. Michael, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. There was news from our nearest neighbours today. So a second runway and an expansion plans at Gatwick, and talks ongoing, of course, of further expansion plans at Heathrow. It seems in stark contrast to aviation policy in this country. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, the British are desperate to deliver economic growth, so they're announcing a third runway at Heathrow, a second runway at Gatwick, and I think it highlights again the point. We have a second runway at Dublin. We have an 18-year-old planning restriction, worries about road traffic around Dublin Airport that is preventing the airlines using the second runway to deliver growth. To be fair to the new government, in 1st of January, they announced the programme for government. One of the key tenets of that is we're going to abolish the airport cap. But this weekend we'll enter March. 3 months later, nothing's been done. Micheál Martin was at some Chamber of Commerce thing today, and he's made clear that the government will do all it can to lift the 32 million passenger cap at Dublin Airport. Well, get on with it. I mean, the two things we've pointed out is, one, the new Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, can send a letter to the IEA instructing him to ignore the traffic cap and go for growth. The previous Transport Minister, who was hopeless, could have issued that letter, but of course didn't want to. Dara O'Brien should issue the letter tomorrow. Failing that, Micheál Martin, who has a majority now of about 15 or 20 in the Dáil, passed legislation abolishing this stupid 18-year-old road traffic cap and let all of the airlines get on with delivering growth.
Are you disappointed Dara O'Brien hasn't sent the letter yet?
I'm not disappointed. I'm somewhat surprised. You know, if the Taoiseach says the government's going to do all it can, well, you haven't done much for the last 2 months, so could you please get on with it?
Yeah, maybe he means they want to do everything they can without pressing necessarily this particular nuclear button. They still want to follow the processes and protocols that are in place. So let it work its way through the system.
Australia, we'll be here for him. The Taoiseach will be long retired and home for the bewildered by the time it works its way through the system. This has been 18 years in the system. Like, there was a genuine concern over road traffic in 2007. There's no concern over road traffic around Dublin Airport now. The planning authorities and even Fingal County Council gave planning permission for the second runway in 2017 with no concern about road traffic. We've opened the second runway in 2023, and only now that we've gone to 32 million passengers, all of a sudden we can't grow because an idiot green minister sent an instruction to the IAA that they should adhere to.
Come on, you don't have to keep calling him names. He's not even in the business anymore.
I know, but he was an idiot. I mean, nothing.
Well, it says you. I mean, lots of people will disagree.
Well, I mean, I think if you look at the results of the election, the vast majority of the population fully agree.
Well, he didn't run, but he very successfully ran in a number of elections.
All those
people who voted for him didn't think he was an idiot.
He wasn't going to get elected. I mean, they had 12 TDs. They're now down to one who only got in by 200 votes. And the glorious Minister for Transport didn't even run. Hadn't the bottle to go out and defend his plans. But that's like,
I've done enough defending of Eamon Ryan when talking to you, but I don't think he didn't run. I don't think it was because of bottle. I think it was because of family reasons. Which
he ran because he knew he wasn't going to get elected. He stepped down as leader of a failed party because he knew he was going to get wiped out of the general election. But thankfully, the election has been taking place. We should look forward. There is a new government. The new government has put at the centre of its programme for government, abolishing the Dublin Airport cap. the UK government are following us. They want to build additional runways in Gatwick and Heathrow. We already have the runway built. Can we now please use it?
Do you worry that in the time since that passenger cap was imposed because of the road infrastructure, that climate and carbon issues have climbed much higher up the agenda and are taken much more seriously by planning regulators and policymakers as well, and that fears about missing our targets as set out under domestic legislation might actually work against the lifting of the cap?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the reality is we granted planning permission to build a second runway in 2015, you know, with knowing that was going to take capacity Dublin Airport to 50 million people. This growth will take place on new aircraft that are 50% quieter and burn 40% less fuel.
Yeah, I know, but that was 10 years ago. And I'm sorry, not getting into a debate about kind of the cleanliness of aviation fuel. Rather, it's the fact that since that planning permission was granted in 2015, we have signed up to our own legally binding carbon emissions targets.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello? Sorry.
Can you hear me there, Michael?
You've gone very faint there, sorry.
Oh, right. Well, listen, is that any
that's better?
No,
you're back. Yeah, you're back.
The point I was making, apologies, that gremlins in the system is what we always say when we don't actually know what happened. So
I'd say it's greens in the system.
I'd say, yeah, Eamon Ryan is listening. He pulled the plug. The point I was making was that since 2015, since the planning was granted for that second runway, I mean, things have changed. We've signed up to our own domestic legislation that binds the government to hit certain targets.
Yeah, and like every government across Europe, we'll miss those targets. I mean, I really don't think we should worry about the targets. The UK government has signed up to the same targets. They're now announcing, they haven't even built the runways, but they're going to build the runways. Trump is now in the White House. The US has walked away from the Paris Climate Change Agreement, which I wouldn't necessarily agree with. But let's not stop growing now, you know, waiting for the perfect in 2050. You can have this growth. We've already built the runway. We need the infrastructure. Jobs, the biggest employer in the country is the tourism sector. We are going to take delivery of 330 aircraft over the next 10 years. And the only question in my mind is, how many of those aircraft can we put in Dublin? And if none, they'll all go to Europe. The emissions will be exactly the same across Europe. There'll be much fewer emissions, but other countries will benefit from the growth. Can we stop agonizing over these environmental targets in 2050 and start delivering growth now? That's what's in the program for government. You can have this growth on much more fuel efficient, less polluting aircraft. We built the runway. Can we please use it?
But do you think because of those more fuel efficient engines and the cleaner fuel that we can expand and still hit those targets? Or is it just your contention we shouldn't be worried about those targets anyway?
I would say we got to expand now and for the next 5 years. I don't think we should worry overly about the targets because technological changes will help us to deliver those targets by 2050. But we can't be there paralyzed and not allowing ourselves to use infrastructure, which we built at great expense. We can't stand by idly while the British are building this infrastructure to copy what we're doing. We shouldn't stand idly by while Donald Trump is drill, baby, drill for the next 5 years. We should continue to grow, create jobs and grow tourism, not just in Dublin, but across the country.
Tourism numbers actually significantly down in January this year compared to last year. Now, you know, kind of people online jumped all over it and talked about Ukrainians. It's the cap, isn't it?
It's the cap. I mean, traffic at Dublin Airport after about 5 years of growth has flatlined in November, was down in December and flatlined again in January. It's entirely down to the cap. We, the airlines, couldn't add a load of extra flights, which we would routinely add for the Christmas period because of the cap. Now, we eventually the cap is suspended at the moment, pending our appeal to the European courts. But that only affects the summer 2025 schedule. We didn't come in time for Christmas. So the government has promised us they'll abolish, they'll lift this cap. Why are we waiting 3 months? Micheál Martin is there talking about it today. You're the Taoiseach. You have a majority. Either issue a letter to the IEA, which removes the uncertainty, or better still, pass legislation and get rid of this 17-year-old, 18-year-old road traffic cap. Because we want to grow. And if we grow, you'll have lower fares, more visitors coming to the island, more jobs created across the island. And that's what this government is promising us. How do we pay for the public service in the coming years? Growth, more jobs, more tax revenue. Get on with it.
We often focus, I guess, in terms of passengers through the airport on tourists, because they're the biggest number of people coming through the airport, you know. But there's an attention being paid to the big US companies that have based here as well because of Donald Trump and because of talk of tariffs. I mean, do you feel that, you know, capacity issues at Dublin Airport as well impact our ability to continue to attract that investment?
I mean, it's certainly both the American Chamber of Commerce, Kieran, and the American Chamber of Commerce and Airlines for America, the American Airline Lobbying Group, have already raised this issue. I think one of the issues Donald Trump is going to raise with Micheál Martin in the White House on Paddy's Day will be, why are you blocking the growth of American Airlines in Dublin? And what's Micheál Martin's answer going to be? Well, you know, we're doing all we can. And Ireland has a
Well, I suspect he'll just throw Eamon Ryan under the bus, as they want to do now when a junior coalition
was about 5 years ago.
You've made yourself clear on that. At least I don't mean it literally. I can't say the same about you, but he would probably say something like that, and he would say, you know, listen, I'm going to send this letter anyway. We're going to sort that out, Mr. President.
But he should send the letter before he gets to the White House. He said, we're creating an environment for more American airline growth to Dublin. Why are we dithering and wringing our hands? Get on with it. Now, and I think one of the things, like, he has a good story to tell going to the White House. We've made the point, actually, Ryanair and Ireland are one of the biggest purchasers of American-made goods. We have 35 billion aircraft orders over the next decade for Boeing-made aircraft. We're Boeing's biggest customer, bar none. But, you know, we'd embarrass ourselves if we went in there. Ireland's biggest buyer of American-made aircraft can't land any of those aircraft at Dublin Airport because we have an 18-year-old traffic cap. Could you imagine trying to explain that to Donald Trump or to the Americans?
What should he talk to Donald Trump about? How would you advise Micheál Martin to handle that?
He should be, firstly, we should be in there saying we are big buyers of American-made goods and give him the example of Ryanair. And like, Donald Trump knows Ryanair well. I've spoken to him previously when he was looking for additional flights in Prestwick to his Turnberry golf course and Shannon for Doonbeg. We have a huge calling card with Doonbeg. We should be offering him a state visit. Come on over here and get him out. Give him a state visit to Ireland before he gets to the UK. And we should send, and I'd love to be on the fly on the wall, send him up to the park where he can talk to our president about, you know, who'll be pontificating on about the markets and God knows what else that he go and left-wing, supporting left-wing revolutionaries. And we'd have a great exchange. But we should be offering Donald Trump a state visit. Get him over here. Whatever he wants in Doonbeg, if he wants a wall for his golf course, work away. He's transactional, and Ireland is a good story to tell.
What was your impression of him as a deal maker when you were talking about flights into Prestwick so people could get to Turnberry?
You know, this is what I mean, more a decade ago. Like, you know, he wanted more flights into Prestwick, you know, and we had a good conversation about it, you know, and he's a big talker. Like, he'll talk and talk and talk and talk. I made the point, actually, you know, we had a lot of flights into Prestwick. At the time, the UK government were raising APD, and APD was very damaging to regional airports like Prestwick, and Prestwick has suffered in the past 10 years. But I have no difficulty if he wants to kind of grow flights into Prestwick for Turnberry or into Shannon, and we've added a lot of flights in Shannon. I think we're up to 3 based aircraft now in Shannon, again, which Micheál Martin has a good story to tell in relation to Doonbeg, Adair, all the golf resorts that are down there around Shannon Airport, and Shannon Airport is a great success. Mm. But Shannon is growing, Cork is growing, Knock is growing. We built a second airport in Dublin, and yet we can't use it because of an 18-year-old idiotic Fingal County Council road traffic concern that no longer exists because we so significantly upgraded the roads and the motorways around Dublin Airport. We have a new government. I support the new government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael. They have a good program for government. But first and central in the programme for government is we will abolish the Dublin Airport cap. 3 months later, we're still waiting. Why?
What advice would you give Micheál Martin in terms of those people who think he should go into the White House and talk to Donald Trump about Gaza?
Yeah. This is the kind of student politics or left-wing student politics. You know, there is no point in going into Donald Trump and talking about... The Irish ministers who go to North America in March are going to face very critical receptions over the perception abroad that Ireland is kind of anti-Israel. And I think we do need to repair that perception. We have to get real. America is one of the, you know, it's the biggest economy. America is one of Ireland's most significant partners. American investment in Ireland is absolutely, you know, it's extraordinarily large and extraordinarily valuable. And we need to be on side with America. So, you know, to the student politicians or the Shinners, you know, who are happy to go around America with a begging bowl raising money, but then will boycott the going to the White House on Paddy's Day. It's infantile student politics. You may not like the governments that you have to deal with. You may not like their views, but he is the elected president of America, and it is not our position to go into the White House and start lecturing him on Gaza. We should be we should spend that valuable time educating him on how big and important a customer Ireland is of America, and how valuable American inward investment is here, and the jobs that are being supported by.
On that, I want to put a final question to you, and it's somebody has texted this in. It's a good question. Yeah. Ask Michael, will the imposition of retaliatory tariffs by the EU affect his purchases from Boeing?
I doubt it. I mean, because the reality is one of the biggest US exporters of manufactured goods is Boeing. I don't think Trump will put tariffs on aircraft. I'm not sure the Europeans could.
But you know, if he puts it on German cars, you know, it's very easy for Ursula von der Leyen to say, but stick it on Boeing there. That'll really hurt them. And, you know, what Michael O'Leary or what little old Ireland says won't matter much to her.
I understand, but it's highly unlikely because I think you do as much damage to Airbus. About 60% of the cost of an Airbus aircraft is US manufactured parts. The engines, the avionics, it all comes from America.
So Emmanuel Macron will tell her to stay in her lane.
Yeah. I mean, there's no I think there's no prospect of that. But Trump is mercurial and you don't know what he'll threaten. He certainly won't go ahead with it. I mean, you know, he's talking about putting 25% tariffs on Canadian aluminium. One of the biggest importers of Canadian aluminium is Tesla, who's run by his favorite by Elon Musk. So, you know, a lot of it is transactional in his threats. I don't think it'll be carried out. I would be very surprised if tariffs are put on aircraft, either Airbus or Boeing. That's not to say they won't. But I think, again, you look beyond Donald Trump. We're going to buy 330 of those aircraft over the next 8 years. And the question I put to Micheál Martin and the government is, please create the environment where we can put more of those aircraft here in Dublin, create more jobs, bring more tourists to this island, and create more wealth for the country. Scrap the cap. You've had 3 months in government. What are we waiting for?
Michael O'Leary, Group CEO of Ryanair. Michael, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.